Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
What is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before we get started, I would just like to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Manscaped, who are on board. They sent me a whole pile of stuff to read, but let me tell you something. I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to cut right through it. Pardon the pun. Manscaped have been sending out devices for years to this podcast. They've been sponsoring it for years. They've had the Lawnmower 4.0. They've even introduced the Weed Whacker 2.0, thing goes up your nose. But I'm very excited to say they've sent something out which will be a staple in my household for forever. They've introduced the Beard Hedger, which is finally they've released a beard trimmer. Instead of people getting the Manscaped or the Lawnmower 4.0 and using it on their nuts and their face, they now have a designated device for beards. And let me tell you, it's what everyone has been looking for forever. A beard trimmer that's accurate, that works, that adjusts with one twist instead of having to put different attachments on it. They sent one out. I was waiting for it for a long time. I was holding my breath before I could mention it on this podcast because I wanted to get my hands on it. And it is phenomenal. Now, what I will say is the adjustment sizes on a beard trimmer, not the same as the ones you get on a trimmer for your head. Okay, because I was using one of those for my face, which was number one, disgusting, and number two, just not that accurate. But you would put a number two on that, take the beard down to a nice level, and I got the beard hedger, and I took that down to a two. Immediately shaved a hole in my face, but my goodness, was it a clean shave. I was able to then adjust it and fade the rest of my face in. You know, that's why I'm looking a bit more clean cut than usual. Even though the moustache is coming in a lot stronger than the rest of the hair. But hey, listen, you can't have it all in this world. So what I suggest is, if you listen to this podcast, go to manscaped.com. And if you listen to this podcast, use the code GEMBAMP1 and get yourself one of these beard hedgers. You'll get 20% off. It's a phenomenal product. You know, the nut shaver, everyone's using it, going, oh, I don't know about this, whatever. Some people going to love it. Some people going to have a quarter of a nutsack left. The Beard Hedger, 10 out of 10. Get yourselves involved. Manscaped.com and use the code GEMBAT1 for 20% off. You know the crack, my dudes. Now enjoy the podcast.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver.
Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Yeah, we are back. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, recording solo because it's approaching the old marching season in Northern Ireland. And it's just a unanimous thing that we have all decided you can't do anything. Your boy spent a full weekend making a new set for the General Banter Podcast. And, you know, a good recording day would have been today or tomorrow. But, of course, it's the 11th and the 12th. And people are just going, I can't leave the house. You know, I was going to record in the office my new set. And Niall, of course, he lives in a loyalist stronghold. So he's like, I'm basically just boarding up the windows and I can't leave. So here we are, riding solo. But I've said this before. I need about one of these a month where I just sit in this office and lose my motherfucking mind. And one of the contributing factors to losing my mind, trying to get the sounds back on the soundboard. But listen to the old familiar ring of this.
Will you fuck up too?
Amazing work. Oh, God, it smells like home.
Will you fuck up too?
Incredible.
Will you fuck up too?
Up the rah.
Do you know what I mean? It never stops. It's fantastic. Oh,
up the rah.
Oh, Jesus. Do you feel at home? Oh, truth bombs for days. Truth bombs for days. Here's my truth bombs. You want a parade down the street? Doing a field, man. Rent out a field so I can go out of my goddamn house. See my pride. Get yourselves in a field. Caught up in town one time. There's pride on. Doing a field, man. I go to Botanic Gardens for pride. Truth Bomb Central. We got that. What else we got? Oh, we're home. Also, I would like to let you know that if you get yourself onto patreon.com/generalbanter, we have the latest live podcast from the Telegraph building. It was a big production. It took a minute to put together, but it's there in its entirety on the Patreon. So you can get yourself over there and have a really good time. Even though it's absolute goddamn chaos, that live podcast, we couldn't even hear each other on stage. We're talking about fucking asses, dildos, drinking Bud Light. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, here we are in the garage, losing our fucking minds together. The Dead All Mafia unite one more time. Busy and successful as usual, my guys. This is what happens when you are approaching a time off. You know, we've got a bit of time off laveries there. But in order to get you over that line, it seems that you do like five times the work to just free yourself up for that break, you know. And we've had some absolutely legendary times at Lavery's Comedy Club. The fact that no one's making a documentary about that makes me ill. You know, I've had various people in filming. We had a guy in filming one time and he was like, oh, my mate's a country music DJ. I want to make a documentary about him starting stand-up. And I'm like, bro, you're missing... You can't see the fucking woods from the trees, okay? Make a documentary about this comedy club. You know, make a documentary trying to figure out why everybody that is a headliner in this club also does theatres and arenas. Where else would you fucking get it? But cheers to everyone who's come out over the last few weeks. It's been fucking phenomenal, let me tell you. We've had Adam Rowe over from the Have a Word podcast. We've had Colin Murphy. I talked about that before, how much he enjoyed it. You know, Colin Murphy even went on, you know, he was doing his big gigs in the Opera House. And I replied to his story with a wee flame emoji. And he said, here, it was good, but it was no Lavery's. Is fucking...
Fuck up, dude?
Know what I mean? Absolutely great news to hear that. Me and Shane Todd had a work in progress there, getting through some of our... getting through some of our material for this up-and-coming tour. And then we finished off with a live Bomb Squad podcast. Just another string to the bow from the big man. Just when you thought you'd had your fill of live podcasts and podcasting, we start another one, and it is off to the races. But here, let's not forget why we're able to do that. That's because of you motherfuckers of the Dead All Mafia. The OGs... I'm going to make a General Banter t-shirt that says established and then fucking whatever year I started podcasting, because I can't even remember how long ago it was. Do you know what I mean? Established like fucking 2009 or something. There's a fly in here. I mean, you can buy all the equipment you want, but you can't buy something to just get rid of flies when you live beside a farm and your house is getting destroyed. But man's been podcasting for a while. That's weird to think about. Back in those old audio picnic days, didn't even know what we're doing. I mean, the gear that it took to record a podcast, you might as well have recorded a fucking album. You know, desk, computer, mics, mixers, all sorts of process. Just to get the goddamn audio out. You know, now it's all videos and clips and... I think we need to remember that, guys. This is an audio format, okay? A podcast, you should be listening to it in your car as you drop a fucking frank and honest cappuccino down the front of you because you've laughed too hard. That's what it should be. And we're taking it back to the old school, my guys. What else? Fucking incredible week. I was talking about Lavery's there. And then, of course, me and Aaron had that live podcast with the Bomb Squad. And straight away, you know, we do a live General Banter podcast. We got those Dead On Mafia ones. You do the goddamn fucking Bomb Squad podcast, and immediately are just like, here's a new breed of fans that we've managed to attract. Got some goddamn lunatics just jumping in immediately. You know, fantastic. I don't know what the name of them should be yet. The Squaddies? I don't know. Dead On Mafia, you know, they're a refined bunch. You lot, you know, you know the crack, you turn up, young professionals. This new Bomb Squad crowd, lunatics. You know? Talked about it on the Bomb Squad podcast, but there's a fella there. He's in the front row, Liam. And shout out to Liam. The guy was like a plant. You know what I mean? Like someone they put in the crowd for you to be like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? You know what I mean? Chipping in with hilarious bits, dressed like a serial killer, got a checked shirt on. It was phenomenal. You know, sometimes you do stand up and you're hosting or whatever, and you ask somebody what they do, and usually it's like, I work for PwC, and then you got to throw in some stock line just to get a goddamn laugh out of these fucking accountants. You know what I mean? And then every once in a while, you just get handed an absolute gift from Comedy Jesus. You're like, what do you do? I deliver pork. Yes, we're in the door. Fantastic. Guy delivers pork. A lot of fucking delivering meat jokes. Deliver my meat. You know, I deliver sausages to your wife. I've got a sausage emergency. It was fucking great. And there was a lady in the front row who, she worked for like an opticians, and she was giving me shit about my glasses. And she got dragged there. I mean, this is the danger of doing these Patreon gigs. You know, you mention, who's a fan? Yeah, about half of them. And you're like, who got dragged here against their will? And of course, the girl in the front row, she's like, I have no idea what's happening. I don't know who you are. I've never heard anything. You know, we're talking about, you know, this fucking man-child being on his side. What does he mean on his side? And we had to explain, he masturbates on his side. That's become a whole thing, you know? But we had fun. It's been absolutely nonstop. Like I said before, busy and successful. But this is what I dream of, just sitting here in this garage, trying not to swallow flies that are going around and talking shit to you lot. The dream. The absolute dream. I had an interesting experience at the weekend there. We went to Other Side Festival. In fact, there's a whole system going on here. Started off, years ago whenever we would start to invite people up from Dublin to do gigs. And one of those guys was Damo Clark, who's Australian, hilarious guy. He's one of those guys you're like, what age are you, Damo? And he goes, 45. And you go, what? Guy's got the energy of a 16-year-old and the body of a 21-year-old athlete. You know, he's like, I'm 45. I'm like, bro, I need to fucking eat a vegetable around here. Big man needs to eat a vegetable, you know, and shave his mustache down a wee bit because the old manscaped beard trimmer has left me looking like some sort of cholo. I wish I could have a mustache, man. But it's the last thing I need, to be fair, you know, running around with the Dahmer glasses on and also a mustache. Literally look like a fat trucker from the 70s who was a serial killer. This is Bobby fucking Stabbies. And anyway, met Damo. He's been coming up to Lavery's. He then started Crack Den Comedy Club in Dublin. I've been down to do that. We have a bit of an exchange program going on between Lavery's and the Crack Den. Unofficial. He doesn't know about it. And then they got picked up for a bit of a show a couple of years ago on Virgin Media. And I remember talking to the Virgin Media people when it was at the Ivy Gardens Festival. And they said, we're making this stand-up show with Crack Den. And they made a few stand-up shows. And then the second one came around and they got a bit of a bigger budget. And they were able to get big comedians in to record at their show, which was in like Tramline or something in Dublin. And I was invited down to that because, me and Damo are friendly. Me and Eddie Malarkey as well. They run it together. He's like, do you want to come down and do this show? So what I'm saying is, if this is out before Wednesday the 12th, If you're not out marching, if you've got Virgin Media on the old Freeview or the old dodgy Fire Stick, you can watch the show Crackdown live, and I'm on it there, I think, with Jarlath Regan. So isn't that fucking exciting? Which is nice, because hopefully everyone down south watches that and then realizes that I'm doing Vicar Street on the 8th of September. But it's cool. Man's going to be on TV. Not a fucking peep out of BBC NI, but here, you do enough stand-up, you'll get on TV down south. And that's what it's all about. So yeah, if you can get yourself Virgin Media and watch Crackdown Live, I'll be on there talking a whole pile of shite. But anyway, off the back of that, Damo and Eddie, then they were running the comedy tent at Other Side Festival. Now, if it was any other festival asking me to come down, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm signing myself up for an absolute hell gig. I've done some festivals before, and you're either going up and it's just fucking chaos, or you're going up and there's nobody there. But I knew because they were running it, it was going to be a good one. So me and Aaron got a spot at it, and McCarney drove us down, and we went down to the festival. Good festival, you know. It's a good festival to keep in mind if you want like a nice, intimate, a festival of a nice size. Feels like a big festival, but you can walk from one side to the other in like 3 minutes. That's what you want. Don't want to go to Glastonbury and be like, when's Tom Jones on? And they're like, it's on at 4. And you're like, well, it's 11 o'clock now. And you're like, we better start walking or we're never going to fucking see this old motherfucker. So it was a nice festival. And yeah, we went down. We had a good time. Two things of note when it comes to festivals. Bras are out the window. Everybody had their fucking titties out. Fellas included. There's fellas walking around with like a string vest top on, with loose titties and pierced nipples, and the women were the same. Bras were out the window. That's not one of my 2 points. My other point was, what happens to your asshole when you leave your house? You could be in the house, eating well and doing healthy shites all day, and the second you've got plans, your asshole is just like, oh, I forget how to work. I used to have material about it where it was like, you go into like a bathroom or like a toilets in an airport, and you're like, nobody's doing a normal shit in there, you know? Nothing normal is happening in a goddamn airport toilet. Do you know what I'm saying? The joke was, you know, people have like 16 Stellas and a kebab and 8 Jaegers, and then think to themselves, oh, I better book a flight to Amsterdam. Because you go into those toilets and it's just fucking just shitsville. And guys in suits too, you guys on business trips, it happens to them. They're probably at home doing normal shits, and then the second they leave in their suit, you know, to go over to the main office in London. One of them ones. I've been shitting normal all week. Go to this Other Side Festival. Go pick up my pass. I'm like, here, there's a portaloo there. I better go check out where my body's at. And you go in and do one of those, you know, safety shites. You know, where you're like, you know, I don't need to shite urgently. However, I will see what's coming out of me just to be safe. And I would tell you, shitting in a portaloo is a task on its own. You know, you want to test your patience. Number one, I barely fit in it. Number two, you know, you almost have to like step backwards into it. There's so little room in it. You have to be like, I'm not going to walk in forwards and turn. I'm going to have to go in backwards. I'm going to have to reverse into the toilet. And took that shit. And let me tell you something. It was, you know, I would never have a shit like that in my house. You go into these places and you're just like, well, what has... My body's obviously went, listen, we wouldn't do this to your own toilet, but since this is a portaloo at a festival, we're going to give you portaloo at a festival shite. And, you know, you hover over that toilet and just fucking 2 buckets of cake mix comes out of you. And you're like, why? Does it know? You're having to speak to it? Hey, asshole, I would rather do this at home. I know you're embarrassed that you don't want to let this go in our own toilet at home, but I would happily do this at home. Don't be shy. You don't have to save yourself up till we're... Maybe your shites take the shape of the environment you're in. You know, you might go to a fancy hotel, gorgeous bathroom, marble all over the place, and you might not even shit because your body's like, listen, we're relaxed. These are nice surroundings. We don't want to be shitting in here. You know, you're at home. Oh, comfortable. It's a comfortable shit. And then, you know, you go on a plane, you go, oh God, here's an awkward shit where you've been eating airplane food on a flight and you feel like you need to shit, and then you go and you sort of can't shit. And then you're at a festival and they're like, hey, all bets are off. Just absolutely destroy the place, you know? It had that, those anarchy shits. And then I was joking about that in the bomb squad, but I swear to God, see pumping that blue fluid down the thing, you're just like, like I looked like I was trying to power one of those old rail carts, those old things people used to sit on, and just like, you know, them boys would just fly down the fucking thing. Anyway, literally talking shite, but yeah, went to the festival. It was good times. Mark McCartney was there. Mark McCartney got a fucking recognized more times than anybody. Not that I was expecting to get recognized at all down south. But we did, of course. You know, the boys were taking photos. The word gets about with the podcasts, you know. But McCartney was getting photos of the security guards on the way in. And we hadn't even got out of the car yet. Boys leaning in the car. I mean, maybe the most Irish welcome you could get if you're pulling up to a festival. Like, if you were an American band. You're like, hey, we're here in goddamn Slane to do a gig. Let's see what this security guard has to say. Guy comes up, half a hot dog, half a eaten hot dog in his hand, mouthful of hot dog, one tooth missing.
Well, boys, it's crack. Are you looking for a staff car park? I'm going up the back there.
I was like, perfect. Perfect. That's what I want. Guy, the only thing the guy has, like, he's wearing a high-vis vest, and that is basically him going, that's as much responsibility as I want today. I'm working at a festival. You know, I'm eating a hot dog. I'm chilling out in the sun. Every half an hour, I'll get up and just go over and be like, what do you want? Pulled up on this guy. Typical shit. Pulled up. McCartney goes, how you doing? I have two comedians here for the comedians tent. Are you comedians, are you? Tell us a joke. Listen! Get me in the fucking festival, bitch. Hanging out the car, telling a joke. Fuck off. What do you do? Security? Make something secure. Shit, joke of all time. But yeah, he left a bad taste in our mouths, you know. He could have just had a nice interaction, and instead he was like, you got any jokes? And we were all just like, and he's probably like, there's a carload of mentally deficient comedians from the north that are coming down. But that put us in a bad mood. But yeah, the gig was amazing, and you know, my first point was, what happens to your asshole when you go to festivals? My second point is, what the fuck? There needs to be tests, okay? Somebody doing some sort of PhD at Queen's needs to, their thesis, if that's the right word, should be, what is in day pints that is not in evening pints? Because Aaron had it right. Aaron goes, day pints are borderline hallucinogenic. And I'm telling you, you take a long drive, eat a couple of Fulfill bars in the car on the way down, and then we're like talking to Damo Clark, like, should we get a drink or whatever? And he just goes, yeah, they got it. And he just fucking hands two Heinekens over, and we bust them open. One tin of Heineken, got another pint. See after that, one tin of beer and a pint. And I was like, man. Like, if I'd have been taking any other drug, I'd have freaked out. If I'd have smoked weed or dropped some sort of pills and I felt like that quickly, I'd be like, man, this is only going to go downhill from now. Do you know what I mean? You get the shades on, you're just floating through the festival. Like, what's up, guys? They don't even know how fucking smashed I am. Everyone's shit-faced, like, but, you know, you're floating about just like, oh, God, this isn't going to go well. Do you want another pint? I don't even know. I'll take it, but you might need to cart me over to these paramedics real quick. Out of my fucking mind on a couple of pints. Probably didn't have any water or any food, but, you know, we're not taking this into consideration. So by the time I got on stage, Aaron went on at 4 and I was going on at 5. You can do quite a bit of damage in an hour when it's like, 28 degrees and you're full of pints and nervous. Jesus Christ. But it was a nice feeling. It was a nice feeling to go to a festival down south and people be coming to the tent to see you. Couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. People like, oh yeah, just here for your set. No, what time are you on? Great stuff. Went in. Everyone's crammed in. Now, I was absolutely dicked. I was shit-faced when I went on stage. And fucking, I did a mic drop and not in a cool way. I was literally talking. I mean, there's a very outer body experience when you go to do stand up anyway. But when you're full of day, like hot day pints, I went up there and I was like, man, this is like a dream. It's like a fever dream. Mid bit, I was just talking away, had the microphone in my hand like this for the visual watchers, and just went, oh, fucking blah, blah, clunk, dropped the mic onto the floor. Steaming. Absolutely steaming. Tony Woods, a comedian, who is the guy that is always referenced when people talk about Dave Chappelle's like mentor. He has a joke about being, do you ever be too grab drunk? Where you go to get your drink and you miss it and then you go again and you get it? That was me. I forgot I was even holding the microphone. Just clunk, dropped it on the floor. Turned around to the sound man. I was like, you hated that, bro, didn't you? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. He's only got one tooth and half a fucking hot dog too. He's clocked out, you know. But anyway, I picked it up. Got through the rest of my stinking jokes. And people seemed to enjoy themselves thoroughly. And then David McSavage went on. It was a great time. But we were in and out. I mean, this is the activities you do when you're 36 and, you have a wife and child to get home to. Drive down, in, get absolutely fucking obliterated, do your set, be on the road. We were home at 8 o'clock. I thought Slane was about 5 hours away. It's not. It's about an hour from me. We were home at 8 o'clock, into the garage, few pints, job done. Up a hoods. But I'm telling you, those day pints, man. I wonder, is it like every time you get drunk, you're kind of just used to it being daylight? Daylight? And then, you're used to it being dark. And then when you drink it in daylight, it's too vivid. You know, you're half passionate. There's too many things, too much stimulus, and then you can't handle it. Just complete overload. I don't know. I'm not a science person.
Will you fuck up, too?
But a great time was had. And then I returned home to my house, which is being currently destroyed. Not many things more stressful than trying to fucking renovate your house, let me tell you. We drove past the house one time. It was near us, and they were building a house. And outside it, they'd either hired or bought like a mobile home that they were obviously living in while the house was built. And I guarantee you, halfway through it, when they were doing up their fucking kitchen or something, they're just like, should we not just stay in the mobile home? Wouldn't it be a lot more fucking manageable to stay in here? But anyway, now on to the important stuff. A man sent me a video. Oh, shut up, bitch. A guy sent me a video here. I wonder, can I connect Bluetoothily? Folks, I would like to pause the podcast for a second to mention our wonderful sponsors at calm.com, the Calm app. In today's fast-paced world, taking care of your mental health is more important than ever. If you're looking to reduce stress, increase mindfulness, and improve your overall well-being, you need Calm. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives, that mental health needs differ from person to person. Everybody's different, you know? And the time for meditation may vary. And it's great because they do have different lengths of meditations in there. If you want some mindfulness, depending on how much time you have, you can squeeze in a 3-minute one, you can do a 10, you can do a 20, you can stretch it out. Their meditations range from focuses on anxiety to stress. There you go. Specific to your needs. They have sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions. Guys, let me tell you something. If you combine all those things, you'll be a new person. You get a bit of meditation in, you get the movement session, you know, get the blood flowing around that body, pump that lymphatic system, you know, get a bit of movement on. They have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. Everything you need to prioritize your mental health and wellness is on Calm. If you go to calm.com/banter, listen to this. You'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. What more do you need, guys? You don't need to be searching around YouTube for mindfulness meditations. You don't need soundscapes. It's all on the one app. You want a nice story that you can listen to before you fall asleep? Put one of those on. You got Killian Murphy taking you on a tour around Ireland. Let me tell you something. You'll be asleep before you hear the end of the story. It's a phenomenal app. Calm.com/banter. You get 40% off that premium subscription. Unbelievable. Shout out to Calm for keeping us all just level-headed and nice. I've got this video. We're having trouble with the Rodecaster, but I'm just going to play this. Hopefully there's enough audio for you to hear this, motherfucker. I can't show you the video, but someone sent me this on YouTube, and I cannot believe that this is actually visible on the goddamn video. I'm going to play the audio a little bit.
This is how hairy my butt is right now.
Now, this video is called Removing Butt Hairs Using Nair Cream. And listen to the intro.
This is how hairy my butt is right now.
Removing butt hairs using Nair Cream. This is how hairy my butthole is. And then cuts hard to his little Asian ass being spread apart, ball bag dangling down, and I'm staring right into it like it's the start of a Bond movie right now. But this guy is just for reference, this is how hairy my butthole is right now. Yanks it apart. Yanks the anus apart.
All right, so step one is to squeeze this cream onto your hand. So I'm going to be doing just that. All right, now it says to apply a thick, even layer to cover hair. Do not rub it in. So let's do that.
Rub. He's currently rubbing the Nair, which looks kind of like custard, into his anus. Into his anus. The page is called My Educational Bottoming Course. So this is like a gay dude, obviously, who's like, hey, it's fucking Kevin's Guide to Efficiently and Effectively Taking a Fucking Cock in Your Ass. But it's educational. That's all you have to say now these days. This is educational. I've seen versions of this where people getting their puss waxed, you know? It's educational. But let's not forget that it's going to be mainly perverts seeing free posts on YouTube. This is on YouTube, by the way. Kevin is naring his anus on YouTube. And I mean, I know it's educational, but it sends me off in just a fucking spiral of the double standards are insane. It is a reflection on society, the state of things. This guy, you know, it is educational, but let's face it, it is like, it's a bottoming course, you know, it has sexual undertones, my new band. But the guy's literally going, this is what my asshole looks like, and I want it nice and clean so that when someone's banging me in the ass, it's spotless, you know? And in no way am I promoting Nair, because I am indeed sponsored by Manscaped. In fact, we've turned this around, guys. If you want to shave your asshole, get a Lawnmower 4.0. You don't need to be putting chemicals into your anus like our good friend Kevin here. But it does send me down the route of... I don't have a route. I will stipulate that. I don't have a route. But it does make my mind go to places like... Every time I've been taken... By the way, hold on a second. I have a video on TikTok where we reviewed a clip of a guy who had like elephantitis or whatever you call it in his ball bag. The ball bag was covered up. You know, he had a fucking... He had a big wrap around it. As in tiles, not like a fucking tortilla. Imagine that documentary clip. The only way I could cover my ginormous scrotum was to cover it in many tortilla wraps. I feel like the flour ones are better, more stretch to them, and that covers my giant scrotum. I put that up, reviewing that, and I got taken down. Sexual content. Sexual, bro? I should have wrote educational content. This is educational, you know? Me and my wife laughing our fucking head off at this guy with a giant scrotum. But this guy's got away with it. Bro. This has made me even more upset. 25 million views on this small Asian boy called Kevin naring his anus. The things I got taken off. The video I put up of Aaron McCann's juicy ass taken off TikTok. I can't get verified for love nor money on Instagram. I could get verified for money, but that goes against the principle. People are taking my videos, uploading them to their own pages. Let me get verified, Zuckerberg. You know, out there thinking you're fucking Anderson Silva, you stupid bitch. Unbelievable. Oh, you used a swear word. You know, you've been flagged for a swear word on your stories. Man, I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm having a pity party here. But a good job I'm staring directly into this small Asian boy's anus.
He's rubbing it in. Listen to the noises, bro.
Don't forget to cover the cheeks as well. Setting a timer for 3 minutes. Don't go past 3 minutes because I did that with my armpits. Like I went to 5 minutes and it literally burned and stung so bad. So stick to three. I'm gonna go wash my hands now real fast. We have 1 minute left. So far there's no stinging, nothing's hurting. It's all good. Check small area. Thicker hair may require more time. So let's check a small area first. Taking like my damp paper towel that I got from the kitchen.
Thicker hair may take a minute. Bro, you'd need to leave that nair in my asshole for about 8 weeks to get any goddamn removal. I don't even know if my asshole would look better with no hair on it. I think the last thing you want is a fucking high polish on my fucking anus. Right on the goddamn walnut.
So some hairs came off, but I feel like I need a little bit more time. Okay, I'm just gonna like swipe it because like it's been 4 to 5 minutes and like my armpits are still recovering from like the sting from yesterday. So I'm just gonna like avoid that and like just hope for the best.
He's wiping it, bro. He's wiping deep in the stink. And that bro, the fucking.
God damn, a lot of the hairs came.
God damn is right, Kevin. I don't think there's any need. I mean, he was so close to the camera, he wasn't even in the focal range. So it was out of focus. Thank Christ for that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, and then he's wiped it there, which is a disaster.
You guys.
Why is he, bro, what? How is this? Let me see the comments here. Crazy, he went straight to the point, didn't lie. I mean, the people put trigger warnings on, like, acne. You know, people will be like, trigger warning if you've got acne and, you know, it's causing you a lot of fucking bother. I will be talking about it for the next minute. Here's how I treat it. Crazy, he went straight to the point, didn't lie, no warning, and no warning of us being traumatized for what lies in the video is right. You know, you maybe log on there expecting him to do a demonstration with like, oh, I've got two melons here and a walnut stuck in the middle and I'm going to show you how to, boom, there's my asshole. Get that into you. This man went straight to the point, no bullshit, balls of steel. Well, I've seen his balls, and they look fairly lax, to be honest with you. I did like the fact there were no interruptions, no unnecessary introduction of the product. He literally went straight to the point. I mean, these are all fucking gay dudes just ripping the bulb off themselves. This man really wanted us to look at the texture of his cheeks. He was so excited he had to show us 4 seconds in. The true man, a true man of honor. He went straight to the point. Like this is insane. I thought people were overacting about it, and I don't understand. Good job, man. You have an unimaginable amount of courage to do this. Kevin, you're so brave. You're straight to the point. I want to give you a loud clap. I bet he does. Clap them fucking cheeks clean off him. The amount of courage and confidence this man has is freaking. The guy's fucking out of his mind. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, wiping his...
Okay, so I folded the paper towel, and this is like a clean side, and I just swiped it again, so clearly it's working. Folding it again. I think this is like the last of it. This is how my butt looks pre-rinse and pre-shower and post-hair removal cream. I'm going to take a shower and clean the area and come back and show you what the results are.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Skincare.
This is how my butt looks post-shower, post-rinse, and post-hair removal cream.
Here we are. Up close and personal. I mean, it's clean as a whistle, but there is a cutoff point where he hits the gooch there, and then it's just back to hairy cock and balls. I'm glad I haven't had my breakfast yet. And look, this is how clean my butthole looks now. I mean, he's winking it and stuff. Why is he winking it about? I mean, this is like, I don't know. He knows what he's doing. He's playing around with the legalities of YouTube. Isn't it funny how, like, you know, like, if you used somebody else's song for the background of your video, you'd be in jail, you know? And then the next minute, this guy's winking his asshole, winking his bald asshole down the thing in the name of education. Absolutely unbelievable. It's put me off dumplings for life. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Check it out yourself, guys. It's called Removing Butt Hairs Using Nair Cream. But I mean, I guarantee you, like, you know, this guy will probably have like a fucking OnlyFans or something. And this is absolutely, you know, as good as it gets when it comes to fucking just a, let me see, open a new tab. When it comes to just like, this is your shop front. You know, the way people, you know, you go on to suggest it on Instagram. There'd be some girl, like, you know, doing downhill mountain biking with fat tits. And then you click in, there's an OnlyFans link. Nothing better than this, bro. 25 million views on it. Oh, wait a minute. The Nair apology.
Tie me to the tracks and harass me for my butt. Clenches look like wings, if you take time to think, I'm just a skinny twink, but hey, at least my hairs are gone.
Sounds like an Ed Sheeran song. So there you go. He's taken a page out of the Miranda Sings book and sang his apology. Sorry for showing you directly in my anus. But at least it's spotless. Yeah. Bam. Oh, God, what a morning. I have to go in to my wife and child after this and be like, and she'll go, how'd the podcast go? And I go, do you know what? It was great. You know, shout out that Pakistani school video. It was great. Oh, great. Fuck me. Unbelievable. But he's multi-talented, you know, the guy's playing tunes out there, he's waxing his ass, he's fucking nairing his asshole, you know, he's just a skinny twink, he's a big Taylor Swift fan. I'm just scrolling his Twitter here, he has, you know, the Spotify rap thing, guy listened to 28,000 minutes of Taylor Swift. That's gayer than fucking waxing your asshole. Anyway, this is why you need a guest on the podcast, you know, because so you're not just watching a guy. It's a shame I can't. I mean, there needs to be somewhere here. What here? I've just had a fucking brainwave. I probably could show that video. It's on YouTube. I could put it up on YouTube. He might have a problem with it, but let's stop using my material, bro. And you're like, listen, 25 million hits on. You know what I mean? It's a fart in the wind. We do have questions here, but what else was I going to talk about? Let me see. Jesus Christ. Do we have questions? God damn, I got 13 questions. I seen an interesting thing yesterday, made me laugh. It was basically, you know, I'm a big Jack White fan, and he went absolutely off on one because Jack White, boom, 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 Jack White the third. So basically, Donald Trump went to the fights
in the UFC, and he's all shaking hands with Joe Rogan, shaking hands with Dana White. And then Jack White puts up this post. Anybody who normalizes, in quotes, or treats this disgusting fascist racist con man, disgusting piece of shit, Trump, with any level of respect is also disgusting in my book. That's you, Joe Rogan, you, Mel Gibson, you, Mark Wahlberg, you, Guy Fieri. This is a statement from me, not a discussion, debate, Jack White the Third. Yeah! I would love, I mean, this is the fair play, you know, fair play. You know, it's dangerous for a lot of musicians to have a fucking opinion now. And, you know, he's old school. He's like, I'm a fucking real rock star. I'll say what I want. You fucking fascist, racist piece of shit, bitch. But fair play to him. Be cool if he just threw in a big solo. Hold on. I've watched this 1,000 times when I've been drunk. Jack White solos. You know what I mean? Just rattling out that. You're a disgusting, racist, fucking, fascist, disgusting piece of shit. This is not a fuck. This is a statement from me, Jack White the Third, and I just... Stinking. But that's great. And then the next photo that he posted was just a grey square. And I don't know what the point of that was. I don't know what the grey square was for, but everyone's just fucking going off on one. Stay out of politics. You have more guts than the rest of Hollywood combined. Are you sure about that? I thought Mel Gibson was making a movie about fucking pedos or something. No? I don't know. They shot him out. He went off on one about the Jews and all. You can't get too successful around here. People come after you, you know. People come after you. Anyway, we got questions. What's your... Goddamn. Zuck versus Elon.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Rumble in the jungle. Who are we backing in this vicious cockfight? Thrust in the middle of a dogfight. Zuck versus Elon. I mean, this is just the world falling apart. This is actually celebrity deathmatch happening. If I had to put money on it, I would probably go for Zuckerberg, to be honest with you, because the man's been training. You know, the man's been out there doing some. And, you know, here's the thing, like, a lot of fucking what look like little nerdy fucking fellas who are super smart will take very well to things like jiu-jitsu. You know, because they take the instruction, you know, they understand systems, they get it, you know, they get it quickly. So my money would be on Zuckerberg, even though, you know, it's the same as the celebrity boxing thing. There's plenty of fucking actual people dedicating their lives to this sport and on a much higher level. Why don't you go watch that? Why don't you go watch actual fighters fight each other? I know the likes of McGregor has probably ruined MMA for everybody because he's absolutely the most famous one, and unless you're a hardcore fan, you're not watching it. It took a breakthrough star like McGregor for people who didn't really watch like MMA to be sitting around watching it. But now that he's kind of been out of the game for a minute, people are like, well, I don't know who any of these cunts are, and they're like, literally, you know, the sport is like fucking progressing every goddamn year, you know. But yeah, the money would be on Zuck. Elon is probably older and fatter, so I'm just using my brain. Zuckerberg by something like a fucking, you know, like Foot Locker or something that Elon Musk is just not gonna have any idea on how to defend. Maybe a choke. Maybe he takes us back with his wee pale fucking beady eyes, chokes him out. Have you heard F1 mention a few times? Oh, I've heard you mention F1 a few times on the podcast. Do you follow it? And if so, what team do you support? I do not follow it. Here's the way things have progressed. That show came out I think during, was it the end of lockdown or whatever? Drive to Survive. And everybody got into that. I watched it. I found it fascinating because I wasn't paying attention to Formula One. Then everybody in my immediate presence, my wife, her sisters, their husbands, got fucking balls deep in it. And they know all the shits. And they're all, oh, here's fucking, you know, oh, he's got a penalty for this. Oh, he's got the fucking, what is that abbreviation? The fucking TRS, BRS, what is it? He's got that. Oh, he's got that for this lap. And I'm like, I don't know. Oh, he got a, you know, oh, he needs this many points to fucking whatever. Oh, Jesus. And I'm just like, I couldn't give a fuck. Like, last time my interest peaked is when that guy Grosjean or whatever just hit a wall and burst into flames and we all thought he was going to die. Actual drama. Nothing dramatic about watching Verstappen win week in, week out. People should be watching rallying. That's what they should be watching, you know? There's even videos of Formula One drivers, like, what do you call him, David Coulthard, going like, oh, fucking Formula One drivers couldn't drive their finger up their arse compared to a rally driver. You know, I got taken out for a spin with some fella. Had to get out of the car. I was so scared. I mean, it is. I mean, the consequences are dire. You might skid off every once in a while in a Formula One car, hit a wall, it might burst into flames. But at any second in like a rally when they're in fucking Sweden or something and they're going sideways through the snow, it's like, you know, at any point, this motherfucker's just gonna like eviscerate himself by hitting trees at fucking 140 mile an hour going sideways. I don't watch it. I don't support it. I'm a big fan of Mercedes, but seemingly they're kind of doing shit and they're a bunch of bad boys. I'm a fan of the cars in general. But I don't know. A lot of them are boring, you know. Ricardo was a funny guy. Don't even know if he's in it anymore. He's probably not. I don't really support a team. But if I were to watch it, if I was to watch it, I would be just keen for any sort of mix-up in the podium, you know? Oh, this happened this week and such is it. You know what I mean? Just anybody action. Not for stopping, crossing the line, and then going for fucking lunch and 2 pints and a shite, and then whoever's in second place comes through the checkered flag. And here's the thing, if you're even vaguely following what's going on week to week, and then you watch the Drive to Survive, it's not as interesting. Drive to Survive is fun when you don't know anything about the sport, I find. What is your greatest sporting achievement / moment? Well, I don't really do any fucking sports, and haven't done for a long time. There is a box somewhere full of tons of medals I got when I was a kid. I remember playing in like some sort of junior tournament thing where they bring all these like youth teams together for football, and they had a big presentation at the end and I got top goal scorer and I was like, oh my God, it was like I won an Oscar. I was like, oh me? I mean, quite literally, I was, you know, probably about 16 stone and just bullying fellas out of the road, and I think I ended up scoring 28 goals in about fucking 8 matches. 28 goals, like what you'd score in a season, I scored in about 8 matches against children that weren't as big as me. And then I walked back to my seat to sit down and they were like, player of the tournament, Colin Geddes, and I went, fucking who else, where else would you get it? And I went up and took that medal too. Biggest sporting achievement, what else have I done? I remember doing judo when I was younger, and they would put you up belts. I don't know if this is the system now, but like you would go in as like a white belt, and then it was like white, yellow, orange, and then you get all these wee red stripes in between. But whatever matches you, I don't know if this is the way they do it, but like whatever matches I won or whatever points I had or whatever, they would just run you up the belts. So I went in and had like 4 matches against guys that were way bigger than me. Because this is the problem. Your boy's made out of fucking lead. So I would go in there and be like an average sized child, but be fighting in, it was probably, wasn't a child, it was probably about 12 or 13 or 14. You'd be fighting someone much bigger, like their frame was much bigger, but somehow we were like the same weight. And I think I won 4 matches in a row. Epon, same throw. This is it. Bruce Lee was right. Don't fear the guy with a 1,000 techniques. Fear the guy who does 1 technique, 1,000 times. That was me. I had 1 throw, and I would just grab these motherfuckers and wallop every time, put them on their fucking back. And I did it 4 times in a row, and at the end I had like a wee fucking orange belt or something. And I'm not sure if that's how the system works, but that was a great day. Good day for the parish, you know. And I remember my parents took me there, and my ma said the only feedback that she had was, you shouldn't have wore stripy boxers. And I was like, I just almost crippled 4 other fellas here. And she'd be like, yeah, but you could see your stripy boxers through your gi pants. And I was like, fuck me. You're witnessing martial arts genius. I remember a while back you and Niall talking about Daft Punk samples. Did you have any idea this was also a sample? Okay, let me see. This is a bad day for the fucking thing not to be hooked up. Let me see. Let's go, TikTok. Oh, this fucking TikTok, bro.
Get a listen out to this scene and see if anything sticks out in your mind.
This is your life! Right here! Right now! It's real time! You hear me? Real time! Time to get real!
Wow. Right here, right now?
Right now.
Right now.
From a movie called Strange Days. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen that clip before. There's one bit in that movie where she goes, right here! Right now! And obviously Fatboy Slim took that and put it in a song, the way he takes everything and puts it in a song. But you know what I mean? If it turns out and it's a bop, steal away, my guys. That's all of hip-hop and dance music forever. I love that. I've watched fucking... I got stuck in this guy's page where he would break down where samples came from in hip-hop tunes. And you're just like, man, how did someone even fucking end up on that? Take some wee jazz tune and then make like... that Mobb Deep shook once, and you're like, what? Fucking where? How would you even think about doing that? Same with, if you watch any of the Prodigy ones, if you watch like Smack My Bitch Up or fucking Firestarter, like the breakdown of samples, you're just like, how did they take such small bits of other songs, stretch them out, combine them correctly, and then there's another belter out of the back of it? It's talent, my man. Surely you've seen Hugh Edwards bare his arse over the timeline. Who's going to be the next BBC pedo in disguise? What happened here? Hold on. What's this? Let me see.
Did I scare you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is she okay? I'm sorry, man. I tried to scare you, man. Is she okay? Is she all right? Sorry about that. Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I'm sorry, man.
Am I on the right video here?
I always scare people, you never know.
What? If I clicked the wrong fucking thing here? Surely you've seen Hugh Edwards bare his arse over the timeline. Has this... Bro, have you just sent me a fully unrelated video to the comment? What? What the fuck, bro? Hugh Edwards leaked ass video. I mean, I hate when they bury these things. Like, watch latest BBC presenter. Hugh Edwards leaked ass video explained. That's going to need deeper research, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to go into that. What did he do? Was he just like fucking... What?
Oh, Jesus, here we go. Guys on a fucking manhunt here. This is the second anus I've been staring in today. I mean, I feel like it's been swiftly removed off Twitter. What? I don't even know the goddamn story. But shout out to the guy who sent me an unrelated video. sent me an unrelated video of one of these pranksters scaring someone with some learning difficulties, and they burst out crying. Let me just read a bit of this shit here. BBC presenter Hugh Edwards is involved in the allegations. Recently, a scandal came to light that one of the BBC presenters paid an amount to a teenager for explicit images. Eventually, BBC presenter Hugh Edwards found himself embroiled in this controversy. Many people already believed that Hugh Edwards, he was accused of paying a teenager for explicit images, but there are no there's no official confirmation yet. This is why it is neither legality nor legally or ethically right to consider Hugh Edwards as the main accuser. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Is someone paying cash to see his fucking anus? But here's the BBC. What do you want? I don't know what it is about being a BBC presenter that just nonces you right up. I have no idea. Or do they just catch you nonsense, and then at some point they're just like, we're going to fucking unleash this if you ever fucking butt heads with us. What the fuck, bro? BBC presenter scandal. Sexually explicit images from him in exchange with a teenager. Allegedly used the money to fund their crack cocaine addiction. Oh, come on. Mental. Well, cut all that out. Hey, well, Colin, how are you keeping? Has there been a gig you've done where a certain audience member has just been so rowdy you've wanted to throw them out or knock them out? Of course there has, Phil. Of course there has. But luckily, you know, as the years go by, I've been able to manage the factors that would make a gig bad. So Lavery's Comedy Club, anyone acts up, you know, the fucking staff will have them out. You know, any gigs I do, there might be security, stuff like that. And I tend not to do gigs in absolute dumps. But that's it. Who's your favorite pedo? I'm still loving Early Lost Prophets. Oh my God. I don't know. The Premier League of pedos is the BBC, though. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, there is a morbid fascination with anything, what do you call them? Savile related, for some reason. I know it was partially covered on the Bomb Squad pod, but what's the worst home remedy you've heard of? Like rubbing Padre Pio's glove on a wart or something? Yeah, I did. I think I heard someone going for like a cure or something, and they literally had to put like potatoes in their socks or something. And I can't remember what the cure was for, or even if that was, the cure was completely accurate, but it was something as stupid as walk around with fucking potato skins in your socks. And I think it wasn't even for anything food related. It was for like the cold or some bullshit. Anyway. Final question here, Enda Quigley. What up? I need to finally be able to put this to bed. Is it crazy or not to talk to yourself when you're alone? And I'm not having a back and forth conversation with myself, obviously. I mean, I don't think so. If you're in your house and you're, you know, I've had a few moments, you know, maybe backstage or something when I'm doing a gig and I'm like, come on, Colin, fuck you, get over this. What the fuck are you, why are you so nervous? You know, a bit of self-confidence, you know, talk to yourself. I think it's when you're doing it involuntarily, you know, walk around your house, be like, come on, man, don't be such a lazy bastard. A wee bit of negative self-talk just to get a fire under your arse. Come on, man, get after it. In the gym, come on, fucking. Lightweight, baby, let's go. Bit of that's fine. It's when you're walking down the street by yourself, just going, I'm trying to, and you don't really realize that that's kind of weird looking. Then that's when I would visit the doctor or something like that there. But I'm not a doctor, and if I was, I basically only specify in anuses, okay? So if you have any anus problems, I will research videos for you and come up with a solution. Oh, God. Guy falling off a stage. Anyway, we have talked ourselves mental. We've seen enough assholes today. I couldn't even be bothered doing any research to see Hugh Edwards' anus. I don't want to see it, okay? I don't want to see it. I've seen Kevin's anus at length, and it is clean as a whistle. But as far as male anuses, I've met my quota today, big style. The quota of me staring into the barrel of another man's anus has been met. And to be honest with you, I'm just ready for some breakfast right now. So I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Cheers for listening, my guys. Hopefully next week's episode will be in our brand new studio setup for General Banter. And I appreciate your continued support. If you want to support the podcast, as usual, get over on the patreon.com/General Banter Podcast. I mentioned this on the Patreon yesterday, but if you go onto the app on your phone, the app's good for, you get a notification that I've done a Patreon podcast. Use the app, click on it, walk around, listen to the podcast. If you want to delve a bit deeper, log into your Patreon on a desktop or on a browser, and it'll give you that different setup. And at the top of the thing, I've hashtagged all the posts, so all the half hour power hours will go into one sort of playlist, one grouping. You got the 12 pods of Christmas there, more half hour power hour from 2023. SummerSlam series, there's 4 live podcasts uploaded there now. They're all grouped together if you want to watch the live podcasts. So that's a better way to sort of navigate it. And the latest live podcast from The Telegraph, which was recorded on the 5th of May, is now up there. We present McCartney with his big fake rubber ass. We had a great time. It was chaos. So yeah, get yourselves over there. We also have big gigs being announced. There will be early access for tour stuff released onto Patreon. And yeah, get yourself a ticket for... I'm only doing one night at the SSE Arena. And that's a fact, because I know most people, and me included in the past, have put on a gig and then sell half of it and then put another one on. We're doing one night, okay? One night at the SSE Arena, 30th of September. If you're in anywhere near Dublin, get yourself a ticket for Vicar Street. That's on the 8th of September. And... yeah, I'll be announcing Scotland dates, and I'll be announcing, it'll all be on ColinGaddis.com, hopefully. So in the next few days, you can go on ColinGaddis.com, get yourself tickets for Glasgow. I'm doing 4 small shows in Glasgow. I used to do one big one, but I'm doing 4 small ones, so I'm going to run through the hour a bunch in a nice, small, intimate venue. And we're doing Edinburgh, and yep, that's all, folks. Thanks for listening. Cheers for your continued support, and I hope you have a wonderful 12th of July.
Up the rock.
See you later.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.